Blog Talk Radio.
And now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Jansen.
Good morning to all of you. This is Bernard Johnson. I just want to welcome you to the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. The Lord is good. God has blessed in such a phenomenal way. We do praise Him and thank Him for what He's done. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, thank all of you for coming from all over the world. And for you who are coming by way of blog line, we welcome you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God is on the line and He's everywhere. And He's in the blessing business. Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you. You've been so very, very good. For God's all the struggles and trials and tribulations and tests. God, you've been so very, very good. You brought us through. And what I like about you is you're not unfair. You're so fair and so full of compassion, so full of love. You're the greatest of the great and the greatest of the glorious. At the same time, you're so gracious and so honorable. You're just so incomparable, so incorruptible, so indispensable and indestructible. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. But thank you for this day and for what you are doing already. We don't forget what you've already done, and we look forward to what you shall do. The blessings of the Lord up on this line, and I thank you for it. And I want to thank you in advance for the welcome that's coming. We appreciate it so very, very much. We remember you people. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We do ask that you forgive us for anything that has offended you. We don't know anything, but if there is something, Lord, forgive us. We pray in the name of Jesus. Omission and commission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. Bless us today. Bless the line. Holy Ghost, we welcome you to take over this line. You are in control. You're God. Nobody else is. And so we welcome you. We ask that you would bind the devil, and we take the authority that you gave to us to bind him too. And we bind him and cast him out. Oh God, every night on the blog line, you showed us what to do to cast them out. Yeah, cast them out of the house, out of the homes. And I thank you for it. I bless this day, and we'll bless you back. We'll give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, I don't want to forget to ask you to heal people everywhere. Set your captives free in prison. Oh God, just bless us everywhere we pray. Thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing, all your goodness and kindness. Thank you. We try to be loyal to you, God, because you're always loyal to us. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you this morning. Good morning to you. Everybody on the line, good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Let us not be remiss. Don't let us forget to say good morning to the Lord because He's in the room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Let's go into praise, y'all. Praise Shaq. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We lift you up. We give you glory. We give you adoration. Thank you, Shalita. Thank you. For the anointing of the Holy Ghost. For your precious presence. On this line. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We esteem you, God. We lift you up. We praise you. And we thank you for what you are doing. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for this time that we have. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's a wonderful day.
Thank you.
We praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God.
Thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And amen.
Jesus.
And we do greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come to you as humbly as we know how, as a lamb coming to you. Amen. Thank you for being with us today. And I'm excited. God's good. Amen. It's a wonderful day. My. Just want to tell you that Mother Johnson is doing much, much, much better. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm praying for her. I want you to think that we're closing anything because the enemy is tricky here, trying to come in the back door when you think people are doing better. We don't want to do that. I'm asking God to shut the back door and put the resurrection blood of Jesus on it. And we do thank him for it. Amen. Thank you. They gave me a rest today. I'm home today. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for it. I do want to perhaps open up the wisdom seminar. I don't want to hold him too long, but is Larry on the line this morning? Are you here? All right, we'll try him later. If you're on the line, Larry, can you say something? Good morning or something? All right, we'll try him later. I just want to thank God for all of you. Of course, we do thank God for our First Lady, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Praise God for her and all of our ambassadors on the line, ambassadors elect. Thank God for you. Oh, my God. It's a wonderful thing to really be an ambassador. And I want to ask several other people if they would become ambassadors elect. And then I'll be letting you know about that. I'm putting it to prayer right now. And moving forward, folks. Did y'all write down, I said this some time ago, a few days ago, that something spectacular is going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to be something spectacular that's going to launch First Fruits. My God, ambassadors all over the nation. Man, there'll be many more ambassadors that will be coming. But we'll never forget the first ambassadors, those who are in that group of the first ambassadors. Amen. And God bless you. And God be praised. All right. That's, I wanted to share something with you, if I can find it here. The Lord gave this to me. And that's my heart. And I just wanted to see if I can find it. My God. Yeah. One of the things I said some time ago is that, and this is the wisdom seminar. I'm just trying to do the wisdom seminar today. God kind of spoke to my heart, and he spoke to me about repetition. Many of you have heard me say that I am a student of repetition. Some people are of the school that they have to have change all the time. if they don't have change, it seems like they go almost crazy. But I begin to study this thing about God. And I want to say to you, if you are a person of change all the time, where you cannot not embrace repetition, you are missing God. I want to say it to you again, you're missing God. Because God is the only true and living God, and He is the God of repetition. He's the God of repetition. I want to talk about the God of repetition. This is our wisdom seminar. You see, that's how we learn things, repeating it. How do you think people teach in school? They repeat things over and over again, repetition. Where do you think it comes from? All good things. Is that good? It is a good thing. All good things come from God. There are some things you shouldn't want to repeat. But there are some things that you shouldn't want to get rid of either. There are some things that you need repeated every day. One is His mercies. Yeah. You ought to want God to have mercy on you every day. Lord, repeat mercy on me every day, please. In fact, His mercies are new every morning. And in fact, you need His mercies every morning. That's a good repetition. I ask God to keep on blessing me with His mercies every morning. Don't stop good repetitions. They will bless you if you be not weary in well-doing. They will bless you. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Good repetitions will cause you to reap blessings. One of the things that we do on the blog line that God gave to me, that we do it every morning, every night now, is that at the close of the blog line, maybe the last 10 minutes, I ask people to get up and walk around their homes and as they say, thank you, Jesus, and plead the blood of Jesus in every room of their house. Mm-hmm. Even the bathroom, even the shower, even the closets, living room, the dining room, the bedrooms, the dens. Go into the garage and go into the basement. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The blood of Jesus. Yeah, that's a good repetition. And be not weary, I said, in well doing. When due season you shall reap if you faint not. Every demon will get out of your home if you faint not. Just keep on thanking Jesus all of your home. Keep on pleading the blood of Jesus. I want to give you some good things that are good to repeat. They will bless you. They will bless anybody around you that hears them. They'll bless your home. There are certain things you should look forward to, and you shouldn't get rid of them. And you shouldn't get tired of them. Amen. I'm going to say this again. If you are a person that's flighty, you got to have change all the time. It's not of God. That's an enemy spirit. God is the God of repetition. I want to prove it to you. Go throughout the Old Testament. Do a word search. I guarantee you will find when He gave you the Ten Commandments, they're not just one time. They're repeated over and over again. Why? Because He's teaching us to embrace those commandments. Yeah. You'll find mention of them even in the New Testament. And things that God teaches, He repeats to His people. How many times, here's the proof right here. How many times has the Lord spoken to you? And if you didn't move, how many times did He speak to you over and over again? Here's the proof right here. People who are unsaved, that come to the Lord. How many times has the Lord spoken them over and over and over and over and over and over and over again? Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Until finally he gets through. God, if you're stood in a flightiness of unsettledness, it's of the devil. God is the God of repetition. We'll give you these things you should look forward to. You shouldn't get tired of them. You shouldn't, if you say, I love you to your loved ones every day, you shouldn't get tired of that. That's one of the good repetitions you ought to have. You love someone, it's good. It's a good thing to tell them every day you love them. And if they truly love you, they won't get tired of hearing it and saying it. That's a good repetition. The 1,000 thank yous is a good repetition. It shows that you put God as the most important person. If you got 20 minutes to stop in your schedule and say, Lord, I want to thank you 20 minutes. And it symbolizes that he's more important than anything in your day. That's a good repetition. Walking through your home, as I mentioned a while ago, every night and pleading the blood of Jesus and thanking God all through your house. That's a good repetition. This wisdom seminar is a good repetition. We repeat it many times through the year. Encouraging someone every day is a real good repetition. Because, see, you don't know. People are going through stuff you don't even know about. And sometimes you can call up and say, listen, I just want to tell you, I don't want nothing. I just want to tell you that be encouraged. You can make it. They may respond, oh, my God, God must have sent you. Because I'm going through something right now that I couldn't tell nobody about. But this means a lot to me. See, that's a good repetition. Fasting sometimes every week is a good repetition. That tells God he's more important than anything else. That your food is not as important as he is. Here's another good repetition. Being renewed in the Holy Ghost every day. Every time you can. That's a good repetition. We know that we only get the Holy Ghost one time. But you can get renewed in the Holy Ghost many, many times. That's a good repetition. Puts you closer to the Lord. Not only that, when you wake up, thank him every day. Instead of wake up saying other stuff, first thing you want to do is thank you, Lord. That's a good repetition. Having compassion on others every day is good. Make that a part of your daily trend to be a compassionate person. That's a good repetition. Gathering together with the saints at midweek service. If you're not going to midweek service, you're missing a good repetition. It will bless you. And also on every Sunday, we live in a day and time when folk think that if they go to church one time a month, they're giving God his just due. That's a bad repetition. Gather together with the saints every time you get a chance. Midweek service on every Sunday morning and Sunday night if you haven't served, whatever. That's a good repetition. Going to see your 95-year-old mother or your 80-year-old mother or 70-year-old mother, whatever age she is, every day or many times a week is a good repetition. Yeah. And having the praise reports on our prayer line is a good repetition. Telling what God has done, that's a good repetition. Having the prayer requests on our prayer line every day or whenever we can have it, that's a good repetition. Just showing compassion on people that we're concerned about what they're going through and trying to get them some help. Having the youth prayer line every Tuesday and Thursday is a good repetition. So many young people are being helped, and even adults are being helped. Now, it ain't bad to speak in tongues every day. That's a good repetition because, see, when you speak in tongues, you're edifying yourself. In other words, you're encouraging yourself to be closer to the Lord. That's a good repetition. Praising the Lord every day is one of the best repetitions you can ever have. Yeah, just give him praise and adoration every day. to witness for the Lord every day is a wonderful repetition, because you're about his business. Amen. To win lost souls to Christ every day is a phenomenal repetition, because God has goals and God has a purpose, and you're helping him with his goals and his purpose. And to come on the prayer line and make it contagious in your life, and to come on the blog line and make it contagious in your life every day is a good repetition. See, learn to repeat things that are a blessing to you. If you have things of God that you're doing, good things in your life that are blessing you and blessing others, hold on to them and repeat them over and over again, because God will bless them. That's good repetition, and good repetition is of God. Yeah. I told you a moment ago, God repeated the Ten Commandments. When Jesus prayed in the garden, he prayed more than once. Jesus healed the sick over and over and over and over again. Repetition, repetition. When Jesus preached the gospel, he did it over and over and over and over again. Good repetition. He supplies all of our needs over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Good repetition. He fixes things for you over and over and over. You don't want him to stop. You don't want him to stop these good repetitions. He wipes your weeping eyes over and over and over again. You don't want to stop these good repetitions. Some of y'all want things to be new every time you look around, but if it wasn't for God's repetitions, you would be dead right now. I want to say it again. If it wasn't for God's repetitions, you'd be dead in your grave right now. Yeah. Let me tell you a few other things that God does over and over again. Repetition. Yeah, repetition. He's always fighting your battles over and over again. He's always encouraging you. He opens doors and makes ways for you over and over again. He helps you pay your bills over and over again. He renews your faith over and over again. He keeps our names off the death list over and over again. He sees you through every storm. He lifts your heavy burdens. He lightens your heavy loads over and over again. He puts food on your table. He puts clothing on your back. He's always there when you need him over and over again. He's always there to save you over and over again. He's always reclaiming backsliders over and over again. He's always helping the church over and over again. He's always caring. He's always sharing. He's always giving over and over again, always protecting you over and over again. The enemy's trying to kill you over and over, but he's always protecting you over and over again. He's always providing for you over and over again. See, the things he does are repetitive, but he didn't do them just once. He does them over and over again. And you wouldn't be here today if it was not for God's repetitions. Just want to tell you, God is the God of repetition. You ought to thank him for it. He's always there, over and over again. So abandon this flightiness that you got to new things all the time. I like new things, yeah. And I know the word says something about bringing unto him a new thing, but there's certain things you can't afford to leave behind. They are blessings, and God doesn't want you to leave them behind, because he's a God. He is the God of repetition, and because of his repetitions, we're here today. God bless you. I'm finished. Lord bless you and keep you. Do want to hear any praise reports. Maybe we'll take 4 or 5 praise reports this morning. If God has done something for you, amen. And it may have been over and over again. I just jumped in my mind. Don't quit telling those testimonies. of what God did for you over and over again. God is a God of repetition. People are being helped that you never, ever met because you haven't forgotten your testimony. God bless you. All right. Let me see. Anybody want to take the praise reports for us this morning? Rest me up a little bit here. All right. If not, I'll do them. But if you'd like to do the praise reports, the line is open. Anybody?
I'll take the praise for you. This is to elect Dr. Mary Lacey.
God bless you.
I'll take the praise reports for you this morning. Good morning, saints. Good morning all over the land. It's something to be proud of. If you can raise your hands, if you can move your feet, you can open your eyes and you can see. Oh, my God. If you know Jesus for yourself, you've been saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, you have a lot to praise him for. Honor to our national ambassador, to Selena Betty, Ambassador Mother Johnson, and all that are on this prayer line, all the ambassadors this morning. Oh, my God, we are glad to be on the land of the living. Oh, Lord, on our way to the land of the dying. But we shall not die, we shall live. If you have a praise report, I'm going to give my praise report this morning. I have a wonderful praise report. All last year, you know, I was struggling with my house had been burned, smoke damage, and all of that. And this whole house was just mad. But God put it back together again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Back together, my insurance doubled $5,800 a year. And I was so sad. I said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to pay this, what I'm going to do. But I began to bring it before the First Fruit Prayer Line on a basis of, and I didn't tell what it was. I just said unspoken. And God delivered me the other day. I was going through the insurances and really changed insurance, and he let me have an insurance that would give me half. That one, it was good, but it wasn't good enough for Jesus. He knows that we have a desire. He knows what we need. So then I kept on praying. I called the insurance company that I already have, and I told them that I, you know, I was changing insurance. And immediately the lady said, why are you changing? I said, because I cannot pay no $5,800 a year for insurance. That's too much. But I've been struggling with it. She said, oh, my goodness. She said, let me check. So she checked the insurance, and she said, how much did they lower your insurance with the other company? I wouldn't tell her. I just told her that I felt like that was a private business, and I didn't want to tell. She said, well, I'm going to check. So she checked for me and brought my insurance down from $1,500 to $1,600 a year. I know that's a miracle. Hallelujah! I know that's a miracle. I know that's a miracle. So we have to praise the Lord for all things. And when we give him praise, he will lift the burdens. If there's one got a praise report this morning, let us come forward and tell it. Don't care how old it is. Don't care how it is, like our ambassador said. You can't get tired of telling what God has done for you. Because if he's done something good, you ought to be able to tell it. So let us come now with our praise report.
Let me ask before we begin that, is Larry Weinstein, are you on the line this morning? If so, can you speak up? All right. Is Tessa on the line? All right. Go ahead, Dr. Lacey. Go ahead.
God bless me. And I'm so happy this morning. You don't know what a load was lifted off of me. So come with your praise reports this morning. Tell of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. Your soul will have to cry out, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you. Come on with your praise report.
Jump in there. Who's the first one?
Praise God. This is Ambassador Smith from Arkansas. And my praise report, listen to Chief Ambassador this morning, made me realize I have an addiction to Jesus. because I'm addicted to what everything he does for me over and over and over again. I thank him for life, health, and strength. I thank him for in him I move and I have my being. I'm just addicted to Jesus. Glory to God. I'm addicted to saying thank you, thank you, thank you. And when I look at that word of addiction, it means anything that you do repeatedly, successfully, over and over and over again. And I thank God that he keeps on doing great things for me over and over and over again. I thank him for his mercy this morning, and I thank him for his grace this morning. Glory to God, because he keeps doing things for me, I don't take life haphazardly. Praise God. And I begin to think about, as a counselor, there's a word called abuse and recreational. And I don't praise him recreational only when I want something or to entertain God. I mean it like David from the bottom of my heart. That's why I'm going to hide the word, that I might not sin against God. So I thank God this morning that I'm addicted to Jesus. Glory to God. I love him more today than I did on yesterday. I thank him that his mercies are new every morning. I praise him like it's my last. Glory to God. God bless all of the saints of God.
Oh, my goodness, what a praise report. You talk about a praise report, that's a praise report. Oh, my God. Come on with the next. Somebody else that's got a praise report this morning, you can give it out.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And you know, the Lord has done so much. He has done so much for me, and I have done so little for him. I'm just asking him every day, Lord, just let me love like you, Lord. Just help me to be obedient to your word. I just love the Lord because he just cares so much for me. He's done so much. He brought me so far. And all I just want to be able, I can't repay you. I can't give you back as much as you've given me, but I can be obedient to your word. I can walk upright before you. I can just love. Where there's hate, I can love. I just thank and praise God for a good day, a loving day, a kind day, a merciful day. Hallelujah. Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hallelujah. Look at that Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. What a blessing. What a blessing to open, be able to open your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, is there another one to praise you for? Come on with it. Come on with it. I know you got something that you can say this morning.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning to our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Johnson, and to Ambassadors Lady Betty, Ambassador Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, amen. And to you, Ambassador Elect Dr. Mary Lacey, I'm so glad to hear you back up bubbling this morning. And I rejoice with all of you all with your praise report, but I rejoice with mine as well. I tell you, God is blessing. He's moving by his power, by his spirit. I had to go and do some blood work last week at the hospital, not unusual, amen, because of what kidney they try to make sure that I'm stable enough. Don't have to go to the doctor to look after it anymore. Thank God I'm released. But a physical doctor does have to make sure that everything is all right. And they took a lot of blood from me to check things. And so, by God, they kept calling me every time they called me. Looked like every time they called me, I was in church. So I don't talk to, you know, kept calling me from the hospital, kept calling me while I was in my exercise class on yesterday. I don't answer the phone when I'm doing something. Kept calling. So the enemy wanted me to think that, well, maybe something is wrong. They keep calling you like that. And so, you know, a little touch of fear was trying to get on me and everything. Why they keep calling me? There's nothing wrong with me. But I praise the Lord. I tracked them down. I tracked that Highland Park Hospital down in Highland Park, Illinois. It's where I go and found out. You all keep calling Patricia Stern, what do you want? Nobody could answer. And so I said, well, I'll go back to my medical doctor. They got to have my report. I was there, and I tell you, when they gave me my report of all the things that the doctor was looking for, everything, it was better. Actually, she told me my blood level is like a 16-year-old woman. Praise the Lord. And the creatinine, which is my kidney level, oh, my God, it's been the low. It's supposed to be low and not high. And so it was the lowest that it's ever been. And I thank God. I do believe because I praise the Lord like Ambassador Stiff, and because I give God all I got that is within me. I tell you, Ambassador Lacey, elect Dr. Lacey, when she introduced me to this prayer line, I tell you, she introduced me to an addiction as well. Amen. I can't tell you, amen, what all God has done for me in this one little time to give the Lord the praise. But I'm telling the Lord, thank you. I've told him thank you. But I'm telling the Lord before everybody, I thank God that I have a bill of a good health report, and I'm glad about it. Thank God for Jesus. God bless you is my prayer. Back to you, Ambassador-elect Dr. Lacey.
Oh, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let's give him a little praise.
And thank you so much. You did a wonderful job. Thank you, Dr. Lacey. I don't want to miss anybody, but if there's anybody else who has a praise report, just before I move, I'll open it up to you. Are you there? Anybody else have a praise report?
This is Sheila, 860. I'm just truly giving God all the praises this morning, allowing me to see a new day I'd never seen before. My praise report is that we had a wonderful going-home service for my aunt on Good Friday, and I was truly blessed to have my family from the Carolinas to be here with us, even though it was quick. But I just thank God on this morning. I just thank God for family. I thank God for family. God wants us connected. I just thank God for family. I thank God for family. I thank God for my church family. I thank God for my prayer line family. I thank God for my meeting. God bless you all because I love family. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
All right. Wonderful. God bless you. Yeah, my. I want to move. Is there anybody else before I move? All right. I'm waiting on you. Anybody else before I move? All right. God bless you. Just want to have a few prayer requests. I was wondering if Larry Weinstein, are you on the line? I invited someone to the line this morning. I told you all that I got a call from Canada. And it was Larry Weinstein and Miss Tessa, who are, they have a film crew, and they are coming down Thursday now. I thought it was Friday, but Thursday they're coming down, flying in Thursday, and they're going to do a television documentary on my life. And I just want to get a little prayer for that today. Amen. Somebody who senses what I'm talking about. They could, many times documentaries go into movies. You see documentaries, a movie playwright sees it, and they do a movie on it. And it's kind of like you see playwrights, they hear something in the news, and it's so heavily done in the news until they get the vision and they want to do a movie on it. Amen. So we don't know what God is going to do, but I know he can do exceeding abundantly above all we can even ask or even think that's going to happen. So for the glory of God, I mean, anybody who really, really knows me, I just, you know, God has blessed me to do so many things, and I give him the glory. God did it. God did it. Until not many things really excite me anymore, but I'd like to get some prayer on this. For the glory of God, it could really be a blessing to many, many, many people. Amen. Because I'm certainly going to mention First Fruits on here, on this documentary, and I'm certainly going to mention thanking God 1,000 times a day. So I'd like to really get this to as many people as possible. I know it's going to show all over Canada, they said, because they're a Canadian crew, but they say that we'll probably bleed into American soil everywhere too. So let's pray for it, that God would do exceeding abundantly above all we ask of things. I'm going to ask Dr. Stern if you would pray for that. If you hear me, Ambassador Stern, pray then do that. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. I tell you, the devil is mad because of testimonies. My phone fell in my little trash can. I had it on mute. You didn't hear it, but I tell you, I say the devil is a liar. But this is not trash. This is good material. We know we have little things like that. Amen. Because when I'm up in the morning, I have a spread out on my bed, on my nightstand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I'm up early in the morning. Amen. Before the first fruit prayer line come on, I'm up before the Lord first. And foremost, that's my personal time with the Lord. This time that I'm with you all, I'm sharing my time. But we have to have a personal relationship with the Lord that nobody knows about but you and the Lord. Am I right, Chief Ambassador? This is
amen. That's right. I want you to pray for that.
Doing thing for the rest of my life. Before I get on the line, I praise the Lord before I get on the line. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I be so tired by the time the first fruit prayer line come on, I have to get replenished. But I thank God, amen, that I'm chosen. Amen. You got to know that many are called and few are chosen. And our chief ambassador is called and chosen by God, and we want to put an umbrella of protection around him in the name of Jesus. When you start stepping out before everyone like a lieutenant and a sergeant, amen, praise the Lord, you got to have the rest of them protecting you no matter what is coming your way. You still want it to be God, and nobody in there is a crook and stuff like that. So God, in the name of Jesus, as we gather together like a hen gather its bitties, its chickens, them, we come praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come praying for our chief ambassador, your servant, oh God, your Joshua, your Isaiah, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your lieutenant, Lord God, oh God, we come praying for him in the mighty name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say, it's your time and it's your season, and we thank you for that, oh God, because he's been, oh God, God in the background for a while. He's just been known by his music, but now, God, he's being known by the gifts and the many things that you put on his hand and over his head to do. Oh, God, we just pray right now. And first of all, oh, God, we thank you, but, oh, God, you've taught us that we got to bind the enemy first. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. No weapon formed against him shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against him in judgment you shall condemn it, because there are waggling tongues out there in the name of Jesus, but nothing shall come nigh your dwelling. We bind the adversary of jealousy. Oh, it's there, it's out there. Oh, God, when it hits the media, oh, God, there are people that are jealous of the man of God, but that's a Jezebel spirit, and we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, but you say whatever we loose on heaven, on earth, you'll loose in heaven. And, God, we bind up the spirit, but, God, we're praying this morning that you loose the spirit of prosperity over the man of God. We pray right now, God, that his walk is ordered by you. You say the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and God, you've ordered his steps. We pray, oh God, that whatever you put in his hands to do, he'll do it with all goodness. He'll do it, oh God, with an excellent spirit. He'll do it with a humble spirit. He'll do it, oh God, for the glory of God. Vernon Johnson will not get any glory. All the glory belong unto you. Yes, you're just using him for your instrument. You're using him for your ambassador. It's a reason why, God, you put it in his spirit, oh God, for ambassador, so he would be the chief ambassador. And we know that you are the chief cornerstone, oh God. Upon this rock, you say, you build your church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, will not prevail against the man of God. Oh God, we pray for those men or women or whoever the people are that are coming in to give the interview, that's checking them out, God. We'll pray that every last one of them is for his good. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that their credentials line up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're not going to be deceived, because God is not mocked. They're messing with a man of God. We're praying, oh God, that goodness come out of this. We're praying, oh God, some things that our chief ambassador been putting before you, Lord God, that we know not of, but God, I believe he's praying, oh God, that everything that he does, let it be lined up according to your word, precept among precept, in the name of Jesus. Let him know, oh God, that he's depending on you and trusting in you, oh God. We even pray, oh God, that it will go greater. He may see the surface, but God, you have a plan, oh God, and your plan is a good plan. It's going to go farther than his eyes could ever see. That's why you say it in your word, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what the goodness of the Lord has in store for them that walk upright. And that's on our chief ambassador. And not only that, oh God, cover him, his garments of praises. There are going to be some that may not be able to talk to him right now, because God, you got to have him in the secret place of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, when you're elevating us, sometimes, oh God, we have to be still. Sometimes, oh God, we can't come out with when we want to, because we have to have our face down like Flint and trusting you, oh God, and humbling ourselves, crucifying that flesh in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we want to pray even for the elevation of Bishop Elect is coming. To our chief ambassador like never before, and I know protocol and correction, like you said in the word of God, is Aaron's beard that rotted, the oil it flowed from his head all the way down through the beard and trickled all down to the feet. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and the spoil of the overflow that go down from his feet will come unto the sheep in the name of Jesus. We even pray this morning that we walk softly before the man of God. We can't say anything. We can't do anything. We have to protect that anointing. Hallelujah. We have to cover him with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Not just over the prayer line, but in our daily walk, we got to call it out because he's standing in a strategic position right now. The enemy like his bow and arrow, but the devil is a liar. He won't hit it at no time. He'll miss the bullseye in the name of Jesus because God has preserved this man. He is his servant in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say that I can depend on him. I know that he can handle it in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch those that are around him. Touch his wife, Ambassador Johnson. Oh, God, keep her, Lord God. Keep her, Jesus. Don't let nobody slip in. No foolish woman and no silly man to come in the name of Jesus. And tell her things that are not of God. But thank God he has a humble wife. You gave him the right one, a proverb woman. Everybody don't fit that description. Hallelujah. But you gave him the right wife, the right helpmeet. In the name of Jesus, you gave him the right mother, a holy woman of God. In the name of Jesus, you got some people around him, some elders, some deacons, some deaconesses, oh God, some lay members, some ministers, some first fruit prayer lines, some blog people, oh God, we're hanging around because we can't help ourselves. We are addicted to the power of God that's going through the man of God. So God, this morning, we place the anointing over him. This is a special anointing. It's a rhema anointing. Like we get a rhema word, we get a rhema anointing. Hallelujah. Touch him, touch him, touch him, touch him. Clear the avenue. Clear the highway. Clear the byway in the name of Jesus. Because chief ambassador, oh God, bishop, whatever you want to call him, but God knowing you as I do, he said, this is my elect, and I'm well pleased with the work that he's doing on earth. So we present to some and introduce to others. We're the first partakers of this anointing in the name of Jesus. Make the avenue and the clear way, Lord God. Let him come in on time. Oh, Jesus. Let our chief ambassador have himself together as far as giving them the information that they need to load the system. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, and we come together in the spirit of unity this morning. It's his time. It's his season. And we want him to take it. Oh, Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Who am I to pray for such a one as this? I feel like John. I'm not even worthy to unlatch your shoelaces, let alone to pray for you. But God, I did the best that I could. And when you do the best that you can, God is pleased. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take your matter. Oh, God, take it, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We need ambassadors. We need bishops that know God and love God. And don't let it change. Let you stay the way that you are in the sweet and humble. Don't let nobody poison you. Don't try to get with the ones that look like they're going somewhere. Be careful, because the ones that look like they're going somewhere ain't going nowhere. But you already loaded up in the vehicle of the anointed, that you already going somewhere. Let them follow you and you not follow them, because you're following you're following Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I better leave this alone. Glory to God. God bless the Spirit of God. We send him out girded up in the Spirit of the Lord. You're giving him the staff. You know the staff for a bishop, that he rules and he reigns. He's the leader of the camp. Thank you, Jesus. Back into your hands, Chief Ambassador. May the good Lord bless you. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that I'm following a leader that is going places with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Back in your hands, Chief Ambassador.
Glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Stern.
Thank you.
Brianda Kishate. God says, and the praises on this line has caught his attention. You praise him in the morning, and he has heard your prayers and praises. And because of them, elevation is coming not only to my son Bernard, but elevation is coming to many of you. He's leading the way, not only for the prayers and for the praises, but he is leading the way for elevation. Elevation. Elevation.
Yeah.
Kashate. My God. That makes sense. That just as he would elevate you in the prayer and praise, but as I bless him with elevation, he is leading the way for elevation for many of you on this line. My God, thank you. I hadn't even thought about it, but the Holy Ghost said it, and it is so. Thank you for that prayer so much. I'm going to ask one more time. Is Larry on the line, Larry Weinstein? If you are, will you identify yourself? All right, God bless you. Amen. Just before, let's see, what time is it? Just before we close this morning, I want to pray for all of you. Heavenly Father, thank you for every special prayer request waiting right now. And God, I want to thank you for the answer, for doing exceeding abundantly above all I can ask. Let the anointing destroy every yoke, everything that is coming against these precious people. I pray that you give them victory. In every situation, victory. God, in every situation, victory. Turn those things around that the enemy is trying to bring. Let no witch or no warlock triumph over anybody on this line. Let them be met with the blood of Jesus and be met with the oil of the anointing. It will cause every witch, every warlock to dissolve like dust. And every curse they try to put on us will be reversed to them. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you for your blessings. that make it rich and add it no sorrow. And I am to pray for financial blessings. God, as you're doing something astronomical in this season, let the astronomical blessings fall on the people on this prayer line. Even as you're making millionaires around the nation, I'm asking that you remember some of the people on this prayer line. Let that fall on them too. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying properly. And for the glory of God, I'm asking you things, these things, and they shall come to pass. And I want to thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, for the glory of God, I ask it. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
All of you. I'm finished today. May the blessings of the Lord go with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, we had a great day. I hope you take that with you, that God is a God of repetition. There's some things that you need to repeat over and over and over again. Some good things. God does. I said God does. Follow him. Oh, my God. We just praise him for what he's done. And he's been so good to us today. And I tell you all the time, no matter what it is, just remember, it's going to be all right, whatever you're going through. You got to tell him it's going to be all right. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Chief Ambassador Stith. I have a praise request. As we close the line in repetition, I would ask and request, if I may, ask everyone just to tell God thank you repeatedly. Say, Lord, thank you for providing me to get to Arkansas conference in June. Repeatedly say it over and over and over and over again. Thank you, Lord. I'm on my way to Arkansas to the conference in June. Bless the Lord. And in the process of doing that, let the Lord speak to you so on tomorrow, so we can take a list of those and have an accurate account of those who are anticipating on coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that I'm on my way to Arkansas. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Take your time. I like that, Master Stith. I want to promote that. Amen. Maybe we'll take a long time tomorrow. And if you want to say any more words, that is June the 11th through the 14th. June the 11th through the 14th.
Okay.
Some of y'all try to come in on the 10th if you can be there and kind of take your vacation down there. It wouldn't hurt you to be praising God and thanking God 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 times on your vacation. Yeah? You see him do some phenomenal things for you. Amen. All right, June the 11th through the 14th, you're flying to Little Rock. Jacksonville is where we're going to be. It's about 10 or 15 miles outside of Little Rock. All right, and if you're driving, drive right into Jacksonville. We'll give you hotel information here and get ready on tomorrow. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. God help you. It's going to be all right no matter what you're going through. I'm telling you, it's going to be all right. God bless you. You got a chance to get in the sun. Yes.
we have a special request here for prayer. We had a 17-year-old that gets shot twice in his back. And I was with the family on yesterday. I was called and had to come back from Aurora. His family.
Let me say this to you, Ambassador Nick. I thank you for that. When I prayed a while ago, I asked God, just watch it. Watch what happens. The anointing fell then, and I asked God to fix every one of those situations.
Right.
Just watch the results and see that God fix it. God's soothing the hearts and everything else.
All right.
It's going to be all right. I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful day. Offer the final blessing this morning, those who've stayed on the line. May the Lord bless your family. May the Lord bless your home. May the Lord bless you in the city and bless you in the field. May the Lord bless your going out. May the Lord bless your coming in. May the Lord bless everything you touch in the name of Jesus. May things work out for you in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessings flow like you've never seen. In 2015, let miracles come to you in Jesus' name, like you've never seen. Oh, the miracles of the Lord be with you and on you in Jesus' mighty and wonderful name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day. I'm out.
Have a wonderful day, too.
Thank you. God bless you. Don't forget the youth prayer line tonight. I forgot. Amen. Youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. Amen. Help me get the word out. God bless you.